years in prison. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. That's the sentence for a young woman found guilty of taking part in the Capitol riot, who was also accused of ordering others to steal then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's laptop.
Last fall, 23-year-old Riley June Williams was convicted of interfering with law enforcement officers during a civil disorder and resisting or impeding officers, as well as four misdemeanors. The jury deadlocked on whether Williams obstructed an official proceeding or helped steal then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi's laptop. Federal prosecutors said she was heard on video telling other rioters to take the laptop. They also said she physically pushed against officers and threw water bottles at them, calling them traitors. The judge called her actions utterly reprehensible during sentencing. Williams told the judge she is now embarrassed watching videos of her behavior, admitting she'd been addicted to the internet. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Another delay in the grand jury proceedings in New York City in the hush money case against former President Trump.
The earliest we'll now hear about whether or not former President Trump will be indicted is now Monday. That's the next time that this grand jury is scheduled to meet. But this also adds another layer of speculation over whether or not an indictment is even going to come. Sources tell Fox News Digital that there is, quote, major dissension within Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office, and that there's concern over the, quote, weakness of their case.
Fox's Brian Yenis in New York City. TikTok CEO Shou Chu on Capitol Hill today as lawmakers have questions about the app's security risks.
There are more than 150 million Americans who love our platform, and we know we have a responsibility to protect them.
TikTok's owned by Chinese company ByteDance, which has ties to China's Communist Party. 1 million people taken to the streets in France over proposed pension reforms as French unions call for new nationwide protests next week, coinciding with King Charles' planned visit. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
New laws banning gender affirmation care and that restrict which bathrooms transgender students can use, signed by Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, are now in effect.
Governor Reynolds signed the measures into law Wednesday, saying she met with parents of transgender kids before signing them. The laws order the end of gender affirmation care, giving doctors 6 months to stop prescribing puberty blockers and other such drugs to patients younger than 18. The other law does not allow transgender kids to use public school restrooms that align with the gender they identify with. Iowa's LGBTQ community condemns the law, joining civil rights groups and the state's teachers union. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The job market is holding up under continuing inflation and increased interest rates.
New unemployment claims remain near historically low levels, a sign employers are reluctant to cut staff. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits slipped to a three-week low of 191,000 last week, down 1,000 from the week before. Economists were expecting an increase, though they did not predict a dramatic rise in new claims. Continuing claims, those still receiving benefits, are still low, but increased by 14,000 to 1.6 million. The gradual increase in continuing claims suggests it's taking longer for people to find a new job. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Autism is now being diagnosed more frequently in Black and Hispanic children than in white children in the U.S. The CDC released the new estimates. The 1 in 36 children who were age 8 in 2020 had autism. That's up from 1 in 44 2 years earlier. But the rate rose faster for children of color. Experts attribute the change to improved screening and autism services for all kids. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.